I am beginning to record Tehillim Perek Tes, Perek 9. Lamanatzeach al mus labein. This is a Lamanatzeach, a strong prayer. Al mus, about the death of labein. So our Chazal are very puzzled who this labein person is. Some say it was an enemy of David named Laban. Some say it's Nabal backwards. And even the word Almus has a little hyphen between the Al and the Mus. So it can be read Almus, which means strength, or Almus, which means to be covered up, because a person can never know when they're going to decease, and therefore they're able to do a lot of things in this world that they would not ordinarily be able to do. In other words, if a person knew that he would have so many years to live, he wouldn't buy a house, he wouldn't go get a job, he wouldn't take care of himself like a person who believes he's going to live forever, as we all do. We all have this perception that life is going to go on and on and on. I once heard a statement by somebody who says, "De Welt meint is farana chever starbis." In other words, the world thinks there's a certain chever of people who die, but not that person himself. So this is the great chesed that Hashem Yisbarach covers up this problem from us. They were able to go on and able to go on with life. I often say that if a person could find out, if he could see the future, he would be so shocked and devastated for what he would see, he would not be able to go on. If a person could see the demise of his parents, how could anyone tolerate that? But Hashem Yisbarach sends the problems, 1, 2, 3, boom, boom, and you have to deal with it. So we are talking about the almus, or the death, almus, of Labein. In the Targum, and in the Radak, they suggest that this Labein is really Goliath, the one who had the fight with David HaMelech. Why do they call him Labein? The Targum Yonas Ibn Aziel says that he's the person who went Mibain, from between the two camps, because there were two camps set out, the Jewish camp and the Philistine camp. And Goliath said, "Send one of your best over. Why should we all engage in a war? I'll fight your best warrior, and the one who wins, that's the one who wins ultimately the war." So we are told that in Shmuel, in the Tanakh, in Shmuel, where we have the story of Goliath, it says, "Vayetze ish habenayim." And we are told that it says, "Unafak gavra mi beinehon mi mashrias plishtoi." And a person went from between the camps, from the Philistine camp, and his name was Goliath. So why do they call him Ish HaBeinayim? Because he was built like a binyan, like a building. He was at least 10 feet tall, and he wore armor all over his body. He was a terrifying-looking human being. yet King David was able to defeat him. We take a look at the story of David and Goliath, the fight. I found something very fascinating in the entire story. Because David, who was much smaller, who had no armaments to speak of as Goliath had, was able to defeat Goliath. How? Didn't David know that he would have to fight with something? And in truth, David, we are told that David HaMelech was very strong. He says, I killed a lion by grabbing onto its beard, and I killed a bear when they were going to attack the sheep that I was watching. Yet he came without anything to fight against Goliath except a few pebbles. And I'm sure that he was an expert marksman. He didn't just go in waiting for a miracle. He must have been an expert marksman with the slingshot. And he must have had it figured that he would be able to defeat Goliath by hitting him with a projectile in the head. This must have been the plan. So then again, why are we giving him such credit for defeating the enemy if he really had a plan to defeat the enemy? Except for the fact that he was a fraction of the size of Goliath. So how does he get the courage to go out and fight Goliath, if not on a suicide mission? So we're told that in the encounter with Goliath, Goliath said to David, I'm going to kill you, and the birds are going to eat your flesh, and the animals are going to eat from your flesh, the behemoths, the domesticated animals. So when David heard that, he said, aha, this fella is all brawn and no brains. Doesn't he know that domesticated animals like cows and sheep don't eat human flesh? He says, therefore, I deduce that this guy is mine. I'll be able to defeat him. And how did he defeat him? He told him that I'm going to chop off your head, and I'm going to give your flesh to eat to the animals, but to the wild animals. And the God of Israel will be with me, and everyone will know that the God of Israel is protecting me and the Jewish nation. Now, this must have been enough psychological warfare to make Goliath a little bit afraid of what was happening and enabled David to shoot the slingshot to get the right position to kill Goliath. And he was not afraid. And the fears were conquered by him. And many times, we are approached by an enemy. Sometimes they are physically stronger than us. Sometimes they are emotionally stronger than us. Sometimes the enemies are within us. Our own fears, our own feelings that we can't accomplish in life. And so David sings Lamanatzeach on his victory, on conquering his demons, on conquering the giants, the fright. And we're told in the Tanakh that everybody was afraid of Goliath. Just to look at him. And he would come out to Macharef and curse every day, morning and night. So we are told, Lamanatzeach Amus Labein. a song over the death of Golias. Mizmar le David, a song for David. Oda Hashem b'chol libi. I praise Hashem with all my heart. What does that mean? How many hearts do you have? So Chazal tell us that a person has two conflicting emotions going on at the same time. He has a Yetzer Tov, he has a good inclination, and a bad inclination. And many times in life, the bad inclination can be much more powerful than the good inclination. A person loves honor. Therefore, use the honor that you love to get Torah honor. A person loves money. Use that inclination to get money to give to Torah causes. A person has Yetzer Haras, use it for kosher things. Oda Hashem, I praise Hashem b'chol libi, with all my hearts. Asapra kol niflosecha, I'll tell of all your miracles. And sometimes niflosecha means davapaliyim, separating things. That we have this separation of the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara is for all generations. That keeps a person focused to accomplish a life. Esmacha, I'll be happy. Ve'elza, and I'll be delighted. Vach, with you. And by the way, Achazal learn, Vach is a beis, which is two, and a chaf, which is 20. Hence, you have 22, the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, the 22 letters that make up the Torah, the 22 letters that the world was based on. Azamra Shimcha Elyon, I will sing to your high name. Vishuv Oivai Ochar, when my enemy turns backwards, Yikoshlu V'yovdu Mipanecha, they should trip and be destroyed in front of your face. Ki asisa mishpati vidini, you did my justice and my din. Which Chazal say that this is one of the psukim where there is a repeat of a word, because not that Chas Hashem repeated, but it looks like the same thing, a mishpat and a din. Yoshavta lechisei, you sat and sit on the kisei, shofet tzedek, you judge correctly. Now we all know about din, the justice. We all want and need justice. And even if you hear children playing, what's the thing that people say? The children say, not fair, it's not fair. No fair. So why are they always yelling this thing with fair? Because Hashem is all justice. And since we have a chelik of that justice, the children feel that if something is not right, they want it corrected. It's not fair. The only people we don't want justice for is ourselves. This somehow we cannot see. For we can't accept the fact that we have erred in our judgment, and we just cannot accept the fact that we have acted in an unfair fashion. So therefore, when we are presented with the justice that we deserve, we can't seem to tolerate the justice given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And no one can stand when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives justice, gives din. Ga'arta Goyim, you screamed at the Goyim. which Chazal tell us is Amalek. Reishis Goyim Amalek. Ibarata Russia. You destroyed the Russia, who is Esav. Shemama Mochisa La'olam Va'ed. You erased their names. Your Machshemo La'olam Va'ed. Forever and ever. Here is the mitzvah of Machias Amalek. The question that I had, since we began the parak with Amos Labain, who in one interpretation was Goliath, how come we're screaming at Amalek, which didn't have anything to do with the Plishtim? So perhaps we can understand this by what was this sin of Amalek? Asher karcha faderech. They cooled you off on the way, or they just happened to be in the way, and just happenings, that nothing in this world is a happening. Hashem runs every action, and Amalek wanted to destroy that feeling that everything is hashkocha pratis. And similarly, in the case of Goliath, everyone told David, you can't do it. He's bigger than you. He's stronger than you. You're the dark horse. You'll never be able to go and destroy Goliath. Never. So we're told, the same way that a person feels that he can't do it, this is part of the Amalek syndrome. What do you mean you can't do it? Someone said, you don't want to do it. Not that you can't do it. Many things like, I can't do this. I can't stop smoking. I can't. I can't stop overeating. I can't. Now we're told that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, and Moshe sent spies into Eretz Yisrael, and the Jews came back, they said, we cannot do it. Finished. The people are giants. We'll be killed. We can't do it. Let's turn back. And Yeshua said, Sar Silam Me'alehem Hashem Itano. Take away their shadows, and Hashem is with us. The question is, what is this thing with a shadow? Why are you taking away the shadows? Well, there's one interpretation I saw on the Avudraham and brought down in Masech Chagiga, that Hashanah Rabbah is a special time that a person could tell his future. If he'd go out and if he wouldn't see various shadows, that would mean certain things. But on a more simplistic level, what was Yehoshua saying, if not that a shadow is always larger than a person? The image that he sees in a shadow is always larger. Either he sees a shadow. If he doesn't see a shadow, that means the sun, or it's right over him. He can't see a shadow. Any other time, a person will be able to see his shadow in a very large way. So Yeshua was saying, take away the shadow. It's just a shadow. Your fears are just in the shadows. Take away the shadows, and you'll be able to do it. Ha'oyev, the enemy, Tamu, will be destroyed. Enemies, they come and go. Charavos lanetzach, but the sword, ace of sword, will be forever. Hishamra sina lanetzach, forever. He guards his hatred for us. Orim Nasashta, the cities you destroyed, Avad Zichram Hema, you destroy the remembrance from them. Hashem La'olam Yeshev, Hashem, he sits forever, Konein La'mishpat Kiso, he sets out his throne in Mishpat, in judgment. V'yishpot Tevel B'tzedek, and he judges the world in correctness. Yadin L'umim B'mei Sharim, he sets out the world, he judges the world, the nations of the world, either when they're straight or sleeping. Because when a person is sleeping, he can't do too many averes, and he wants the mezakah, he wants to give a benefit of that even to the nations of the world. So we're told when a person is sleeping, he's straight. B'misharim. V'yehi, and it will be Hashem miskov ladoch. Hashem is a great power for the downtrodden, who are the Bnei Yisrael. Miskov, a powerful force, le'itos batzara, in the times of difficulty. V'yiftachu v'cha yodei shemecha, and those who recognize your name, look to your faith. Look to your hope. Kilo azavta darshecha Hashem. Because you do not forsake those who seek you. Zamru Hashem. Sing to Hashem, Yoshev Tzion, the one who sets his shechina in Tzion. Hagidu v'amim alilosav. Tell among the nations of Hashem's great works. The word alila also means a trickery in some context. And perhaps you can say that some people who look at the world say, what is Hashem doing to us? What kind of trick is this? Is this how he treats his Am Segula? And we have to know that Hashem's ways are chesed ve'emes. And this hagidu b'va'amim alilosav, we have to tell among the nations of his great works. Ki doresh damim osam zochar. Because you demand the redemption of those innocent tzaddikim killed. Lo shokach tzakas Anovim. You do not forget the screams of those modest people. Now, when we speak about Anovim and Dach, we refer to the Jewish people because they had been so tormented during the long exile. Chananeni Hashem, pity me Hashem. Now, in this construction, we have three nuns. Chananeni. It should really say Chaneni. Why does the Tehillim choose to say three nuns? But Rashi explains, he says, Ata Begola, now in Golos, because this is the third Golos. Why is this the third Golos? Because we are told that the Golos of Nebuchadnezzar, which was our main Golos, the Golos Bavel, was 70 years. And this is one-third of the 210 that they had in Mitzrayim. So, Chananeni Hashem, pity us in this Golos. And a Golos, the Radak explains, is rolling, to be roll around. The word for goal is to roll. And just like an animal who is hit, writhes in pain, we Jews are going through this rolling about in our gullus. Re'eyon ye, look at my suffering. Bisonoi, because of the enemies, maroma me, mishare maves. Lift me up from the doors of death. Lamana sapra kol tehillasecha, so that I can recount all your greatness. Bishare vasion, in the gates of the gathering of Zion. Agila bishuasecha, I will be delighted with your help. Tavu goyim bishachas, and the nations, the evil nations, should drown in death. Also, that they created Bereshis Zu, in this trap, Tomnu, that they put out Nilkadar Raglam, let their feet be ensnared. Noda Hashem Mishpat Asa. Let it be known, Hashem, the justice that you do befall al kapov with the works of your hand. Nokesh Rasha, the Rasha should trip. He goyon sela with the praise of the tzaddik forever. Yashuvu Rishayim l'sha'ola. The Rishayim should return to death. Now, the Chazal want to know why they use this construction. Because any word that has a hey on the end means to Sha'ol. It will be Sha'ola means to Sha'ol. Or it could be Lisha'ol, to Sha'ol. Why does it have to have to Sha'ola? So our Chazal tells us this is to the Ambati HaTachtona. This is to the bottom of the dregs of the well of hell. Kol goyim, all the nations, shocheche Elokim, who forget Hashem. Kilo lo netzach, yishochach evyon, for it will not be forever that the poor, indigent Jew is forgotten. Tikvas aniyim, or the hope of the poor people, toved lo'ad, will be lost forever. Kuma Hashem, arise Hashem, al ya'oz enosh, do not let the evil people become strong. Yishoftu goyim al panecha, let the nations be judged in front of your face. Shisa Hashem mara lahem, put onto them a fear. Yedu goyim enosh heimasela, and let the nations know that they are only human beings forever, and they are not gods, and who are they to be frightened of? And we can conquer our enemies with the help of Hashem.